The sound of a watch being wound is certainly not as common as it used to be. Among other sounds that risk being lost are peculiarities of speech. Here's NPR's Vertime Grosvenor.
I told the teacher, "That Manish boy, he teef me goobers and he take his foot in his hand and he unravel him out." She told me to speak English, so I told her again. "He teef me goobers and he take his foot in his hand and he unravel him out." The teacher said she still didn't understand. What was to understand? Any gullah person could tell you what I was talking about. The boy stole my peanuts and ran off without saying a word. When an omenish girl in the class said, "Teacher, she don't know how to talk English. She's one of them bad-talking, rice-eating geechies from South Carolina," the whole class laughed. Mama said I was too tender-hearted, and I shouldn't let it hurt my feelings when the children laughed at the way I talked. But it did. I was determined to learn how to speak English. I listened to the radio and imitated what I heard. It was mostly flat talk to me, but sometimes the announcer would say something that seemed to come alive, and I repeated it over and over. Any similarity to persons living or dead is purely coincidental. I wasn't sure what it meant, but it sounded so pretty. I learned to talk proper, but folk speech still has my heart. And when I want to, I can fix my mouth to speak it from day clean to broad daylight. If I tell you, "Her mouth don't know no Sunday," you know she is a gossip. If I say, "He is lacking mother wit," you know he doesn't have common sense. When folks worked from sun up to sundown, they spoke of working from day clean to when the sun for down for red. And they referred to the Big Dipper in the night sky as the drinking gourd. If they told you, "Your Monday is before your Sunday," it meant your slip was showing. And they might say, "I'm too poor to buy a Walson jacket for a flea," instead of "I'm broke." George Gershwin was so taken with one folk expression, he used it as the title of a song in his folk opera, Porgy and Bess. The gullah people say, "A omen is a sometime ting." Gershwin wrote, "A woman is a sometime thing." When something is wrong, you can say, "There is sand in the sugar," or my favorite, "Salt in the sweetbread." Instead of saying, "My life has been hard," say, "I've lived in sorrow's kitchen and licked the pots clean." And listen to the language of old-time courtship. He says, "My dear miss, may I revolve the wheel of my conversation around the axle of your understanding?" She says, "Sir, you are a huckleberry beyond my persimmon." What does it mean? Well, I'm not sure, but it sounds so pretty.
NPR's Vertime Grosvenor is a writer and culinary anthropologist who lives in Washington, D.C.